but I truly believe getting outside of your comfort zone really pushes you to the next level of whatever you want to do.
Welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Fortune, the girl that says, it's not my disability, it's my different ability. We are going to dig deep every week discussing the challenges, the struggles, the successes and wins with being different. We will bring you inspiring and motivating stories and messages of people with different abilities that are living their best lives the way they were created. Are you ready? I know I am. Let's do this.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I am your host and friend, Katie Fortune. Thank you so much for being here today. All right, today is episode 2 of the new series I have that is running for the next few weeks called the University Teaching Series. Yes, it's all about this new adventure I'm going on, or new adventure I'm adding to everything else I'm working on. And I'm excited for you to hear and be a part of it and see why I decided to do this. So today's episode, why I said yes to teaching at the university. So it's a university in Wisconsin, and it's actually the university I graduated from in interior design. And it's crazy. I am now back 10 years later having the opportunity to teach students myself. It's crazy. It's exciting. Today, I want to talk about why I did say yes. I have 5 reasons. I have many more than that, but 5 that I wrote down here that I would like to talk about. But here's the thing. I'm going to talk about them at a very high level today because I will be breaking down each and every one of these in the upcoming episodes because they're important and I'm excited to talk more about them and share with you why, and then really dig into each of these whys. So I will give you all 5 here, and then you stay tuned for the next few weeks. There will be more coming your way, digging deeper. I just can't wait for you to check it out. So thank you. Why I said yes to teaching at the university? Why did I say yes to adding more to my plate? Well, let me tell you. Number 1, for a new challenge way outside of my comfort zone. That's my number 1 reason. Well, I mean, they're not in any order, by the way, I should say that. It's just the way I wrote them down on this piece of paper here that I'm reading off of. But my first one I want to talk about is a new challenge out of my comfort zone. Yeah, I am a weirdo and I love getting outside of my comfort zone. I love the idea of it, but then when it comes to it, I get real nervous and question myself, doubt myself. But I truly believe getting outside of your comfort zone really pushes you to the next level of whatever you want to do. It really makes you grow as a person. I'm excited to weirdly excited to get out of my comfort zone because I've been pretty comfortable at my day job for many years. And you know what? Why not throw some new stuff my way and adding to my plate? I have so much time in the world. That's number 1, getting outside of my comfort zone. Number 2, for me to learn and grow. Yeah, it's that simple. Learn and grow. Teaching at a university, I have never done. And like I said in last week's episode, I never even thought I would have done this or would have wanted to, honestly. But when the opportunity came my way, I was like, all right, the universe is asking me to get out there, get outside of my comfort zone, and keep learning and growing as a person. And I am really excited about it because I feel like this is a next step for me. It's going to open up some doors that I needed opened for myself to keep growing my own business. And teaching at a university, learning the ways they teach, how I'm going to start teaching and creating my own things there and teaching these incredible students is going to teach me how to be a better educator for the business I'm growing. The Katie Fortune brand, the Different Ability brand, the Motivation Moment brand. I just can't even explain how excited I am to push myself and learn new skills and tricks and things that I know I don't even know what I'm going to learn right now. It's just way outside of the realm of my thought process right now, but I am truly grateful again for this opportunity because I love to learn and grow as a person. I mean, really, if you're not learning at least one thing new every day, are you really even living? I mean, really, are we? I love learning and growing. So that's number two. Okay, here's just a little break. I promise it's a small one. Have you checked out my online shop yet? www.shopkatiefortune.com. If you have not, you should, because I am adding more and more all the time and even more here soon. Everyone loves those different ability t-shirts I have. Don't you worry, they're coming back. And we have so many more things coming your way. Another thing I want to say, if you don't want to miss out on anything that is coming your way, whether it's with my online shop or a course that I'm working on that's coming your way soon, or maybe I'm speaking at a really cool event that you want to know more about or want me to speak at, head over to my website and join my email list. On my email list, I am sending out, you know, a few emails a week or maybe even one email a week specifically with behind the scenes and extra new things that are happening. I'm not posting that stuff on social media all the time. So if you want the behind the scenes, what's going on, and I ask a lot of advice, like I need your help over there too, get over to katiefortune.com and sign up for my free email list. I promise you I won't spam you. All right. And we can all hang out over there. It'd be cool. All right, now back to the show. As Matthew McConaughey would say, all right, all right, all right. Number three, why I said yes to teaching is to hopefully inspire the next generation of designers. I have been in the industry in all sorts of areas in the interior design and design industry for 10 years. That is insane to think about. Like, that just made me feel really old. Oh my goodness. But yes, I have been out of college for 10 years and have been in the industry in many different areas for 10 years. I am so incredibly excited to be able to teach and inspire and connect with these incredible upcoming students and adults. These are not kids, they're adults. They're starting their careers. They're going into college, having new experiences, wanting to be there and learn. And I'm really, really honored and excited to be a part of that, even if it's just a small part, because I love the design industry. I love what design can do for the world. And I'm excited to be a part of these students' journeys. Number four, I wrote down to build community. Now, that might sound weird, but I am so excited to educate and teach and, again, inspire and motivate these students in their college career. I loved college, and college was a huge part of my life. I wouldn't be where I am today without it. Now, is college for everyone? No, it's not. But I really wouldn't be where I am today without that and the connections and the relationships I built in college. So I'm excited to learn and know and connect with these students, but I also want to help them build their own little communities. I want to inspire them to get out there and connect with people, start building relationships with people, because these types of relationships that you build in college will come back someday. Maybe not all of them, but my friends, listening here right now, the reason this opportunity came to me was because of now a professor at this university. Her and I went to college together. She was a semester, I think, below me, and she had asked me to come and speak to her classes many different times, and I kept that relationship going. And that is what it's all about. I've talked about that so much. But really build a community. These students are going to be in school together and they can build their community and help each other out and encourage and really do this in a positive way. There's so many people out there that are fearful of, quote, competition. I don't believe in competition. I believe that we compete with ourselves every single day. But we can connect and help each other out, and we'll all get to the finish line better, happier, quicker, with more amazing things, great stories. And that's the community I want to help build for these incredible students, because they are now adults and they're in the real world, and they are going to be going into the even more real world when they graduate. And I hope to, again, be a part of that in any way I can, even if it's very small. And this number five will actually kind of connect to number four. But number five is to help students learn how to build relationships. And so this is huge and very important to me. I talk about building relationships all the time. I've learned that through my career. And again, I would not be where I am today without the incredible relationships I have built, the connections, the friendships, the colleagues I've had. The reason I have not applied for a job since I graduated college is because of the relationships I've built. It's because of who I am and how I put myself out there and connect. And people know me. Like my mentor stated and taught me, Katie, it's not what you know. It's not who you know. It's who knows you. But that starts with building relationships and connections. And I am, again, so excited and honored. And I honestly just can't wait to start building that and helping these students build that early on. I didn't really learn what Doug taught me until I met him years into my career. And that mindset of it's not what you know, it's not who you know, it's who knows you, changed my life. And I am excited to hopefully inspire again these students to start doing that now. Build these connections, build these relationships. If someone comes in to speak to your class, connect with them. These adults, right? Oh, scary adults. Connect with them. They can help you. And we all need a little help in the world, okay? We all do. If you tell me you don't, you're a liar. So, wow, that took a turn. I really got deep there. So, a little feisty too. Those are the five reasons. I'll say them again real quick here. And stay tuned for the next episodes, because I will be breaking down each and every one of these and talking a little bit more in depth. I'm trying to keep these episodes short and sweet just for you, but I hope that they do help you and inspire you as well. All right, I'll go through why I said yes to teaching at a university. Ready? Number one, a new challenge and it gets me out of my comfort zone. Number two, for me to learn and grow. Number three, to inspire the next generation of designers. I should say to hopefully inspire the next generation of designers. Number four, to build community, to help these designers build community. And number five, to help the students learn how to build true, great, long-lasting relationships. There you have it. Again, stay tuned for the next few weeks. And then at the end of the series, I will have a recap of how the first few weeks of teaching is going. I'm super excited. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm really excited. Thank you so much for listening today, and I will talk to you next week. Wow. Can you believe it? It's already done. Another episode is complete. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you want more, head on over to katiefortune.com/podcast. There you will find a link to all of the Different Ability Podcast episodes, along with where you can join the exclusive Different Ability Podcast Facebook group. Lastly, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or family member. And I would love it if you left a 5-star review. The more reviews and ratings we get, the more incredible stories we can share each week. And remember, it's not your disability, it's your different ability. Are you ready to share it with the world?